You are Locked On Vols, your daily Tennessee Volunteers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Vols, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thanks for being here today. Today's show is going to be packed as we are headed into the weekend. We are headed into Conference Tournament Championship Weekend. On today's show, Tennessee knows its opponent tonight. Tennessee will play Mississippi State in the final game of the Friday slate for the SEC Tournament. We'll get to that game. Grant Ramey is going to stop by. He's in Nashville covering Tennessee this weekend. He'll be along in segment number two. Coming up in the first segment, a look at the matchups in the SEC Tournament. Peter Burns of the SEC Network names his favorite to win it. Can the Vols win their first SEC tournament in 40 years? The Vols haven't done it since 1979. Is this Tennessee's year to get it done? I'll look at the matchups today. Also in the ACC tournament, there will be a big matchup to pay attention to as Duke and North Carolina will square off. A team that Tennessee might have been battling for seeding positioning lost on Thursday night. I'll tell you about that as well. And Rick Barnes talks about the test Tennessee went through the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season. Could that help Tennessee in the postseason? All of that right here on Locked On Vols. Some NFL Pro Day thoughts from Tennessee on Thursday as well. Guys worked out for NFL scouts on Thursday at Tennessee's indoor complex. We'll get you some thoughts there here in the final segment of today's show. Locked On Vols, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you get into your car on your way to work or on your way home from work, and you tell your smartphone to play podcast Locked On VOLS, the podcast should fire right up for you on your smartphone there. So Tennessee basketball tonight, it will be a late game scheduled between 9 and 9:30, but you never know. It'll be about 25 minutes after the Alabama-Kentucky game ends. So it'll be a late tip-off for Tennessee. The schedule for the SEC tournament today is Florida and LSU at about 1 o'clock. That'll be the first game of the day. And then Auburn and South Carolina will be the second game of the afternoon session. Then Alabama versus Kentucky and Tennessee versus Mississippi State. And if Tennessee and Kentucky both win tonight, they're playing Saturday. There's a very good chance that happens. That is the expectation. Of course, both teams, Tennessee and Kentucky, have to win to make that happen. Texas Tech lost in the Big 12 tournament on Thursday night, and that could be a big deal for Tennessee because the Vols and Texas Tech have been in a similar position. When I went over the Quad 1 and Quad 2 numbers on Thursday's show, Texas Tech was one of the teams that had played more games than most teams. Texas Tech entering Big 12 tournament action had played 21 games against Quad 1 and Quad 2 teams with a 76.1% winning percentage. Tennessee has played 17 games against Quad 1 and Quad 2 teams with a 76.4% winning percentage. So Texas Tech had played more games against teams in that category and had about the same winning percentage. So Texas Tech going down on Thursday night can only help Tennessee with the NCAA Tournament Committee putting together the bracket this weekend. If Tennessee gets a win against Mississippi State, I think the Vols are locked in to a number two seed at least. Beating Kentucky on Saturday, assuming that's the opponent, then puts Tennessee in a more realistic number one seed conversation. Virginia took care of NC State on Thursday. I think Virginia is probably locked into a number one. North Carolina and Duke are both in there, and they will play tonight. Zion was back on Thursday, and he looked pretty good. Zion reminded us of why he received so much attention and how good of a basketball player he is and what kind of impact he can make. Let's see what kind of impact he can make against North Carolina because he was injured in the first minute of the first matchup between those two teams and then did not play this past weekend in their second game. So if Duke gets a win tonight, Duke's a number one seed. I think that would be a surprise for it to not happen. Then you wonder what happens with North Carolina. If UNC wins and it becomes a three-game sweep of Duke, well, that's a tough decision to be made on Duke and what the Blue Devils are because of Zion's absence. That's why I would say, hey, Tennessee or Kentucky, go win the SEC tournament. You're probably a number one seed. There's still a lot to get figured out here in the next 2 or 3 days. And Tennessee and Kentucky, I think both have a really good chance of being a number one seed. And Gonzaga's still in the picture there. They could be sliding. Let's see what happens. But Gonzaga right now, there's a good chance, I'd say, that it's a two seed because of the loss to St. Mary's the other night. But Tennessee has to worry about itself. Tennessee can't be paying attention to Duke, North Carolina, which will be going on at the same time as Tennessee, Mississippi State tonight. By the way, earlier this week when Rick Barnes met with the media, he was asked if the last few weeks might help Tennessee get ready for the postseason. Tennessee played at Kentucky, then Kentucky at home again, at LSU, at Auburn, at Ole Miss. It's a tough loss for Ole Miss against Alabama last night, by the way. But Rick Barnes was asked about that schedule that Tennessee went through in the final stretch. The schedule also included tonight's opponent, Mississippi State. Here's what Rick Barnes said about the schedule Tennessee went through, which did feature a few losses.
I do think that. And we knew coming down the end of the stretch that we were in that gauntlet kind of schedule. But I think I go back to the beginning of the year. I mean, you know, I don't know if you'd ask me at the beginning of the year to put a number of wins on our team, what I would say. I don't know what I would say. But when you look back at where we are today, these guys they've got a lot to be proud of. And the fact is that we're disappointed is a good thing for our program. That, you know, we had a chance to you know, be part of a, you know, back-to-back championship regular seasons. But it's hard to do that. It's hard. But the fact that we were in it, and I'm proud of our guys for putting ourselves in that position. And you'd like to be the kind of program that's there, knowing that every year it's hard. It's hard to get it done. But they put themselves in position, which was a great thing to do. And we came up short. And we, again, not taking anything away from our opponents. I mean, but we had to fight. They fought hard this year. And now we've just got to get ready for the tournaments and see how we can do.
And that'll happen tonight, Tennessee against Mississippi State. Rick Barnes earlier this week talking about Tennessee and the challenge. Did it help Tennessee over the last few weeks get ready for the postseason? And as I mentioned, Tennessee's going for its first SEC tournament title in 40 years. It hasn't happened since 1979. This is as good of a chance as Tennessee's had to win the tournament, I would say, during that time. The Vols have had some shots. Tennessee was in the tournament championship game last year against Kentucky. So you have to be there before you have a really good chance to win it. But going in, Tennessee is a very popular pick to get it done. Most people are picking Tennessee or Kentucky, I would say. Let's see what happens with LSU. Can LSU get by Florida today? Remember, they split in the regular season, and Florida came close to winning in Gainesville last week. But Peter Burns of the SEC Network was a guest on 3HL on 104.5 The Zone in Nashville this week and gave his pick for who he thinks should be the favorite to win the SEC tournament this weekend.
It, for me, it's absolutely 1,000%. I'm picking the Tennessee Volunteers.
Wow, 1,000.
Okay. Yeah, like whenever you look at the way this tournament is set up, you know, you need to have a lot of depth, right? There's no doubt when you're playing a couple nights in a row, you need to have it. And to me, if Cal's not going to risk putting Reed Travis in and playing him a bunch of minutes because he knows, you know, the whole season is more about winning it in the NCAA tournament than it is the SEC tournament. So with that being said, I think there's seven guys that can have great games for Tennessee, and let's say only two of them, you know, don't have it, right? Let's say Jordan Bone and Admiral Schofield don't have a day. Guess what? Lamonte Turner can have a day. Bowden can have a day. Williams can have a day. I just think that there's enough talent with the tournament schedule set up that Tennessee is the favorite to win this thing.
Peter Burns from the SEC Network, and I do agree that Tennessee has a deep collection of guys who can step up and have big games. I would say six guys probably for Tennessee. They need guys to not have too bad of a game. Lamonte Turner needs to not shoot as poorly as he has at a great volume. If the shot's not falling, then find different ways to help Tennessee. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment, but the fact that Grant Williams can step up and lead Tennessee in scoring, Admiral Schofield can do that, Bone can do that. If Kyle Alexander can stay out of foul trouble, he has shown his ability to impact a game. His final home game at Thompson Bowling Arena against Mississippi State was a really good performance. Tennessee would love to see that this weekend. So what Tennessee is focused on heading into the SEC tournament, what Rick Barnes wants to see from his basketball team. I'm going to ask Grant Ramey of GoVols 247 about that coming up next here on Locked On Vols, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, and it's available anywhere you get your podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify. If you're at home and you want to listen on your smart speaker, you can just say play podcast Locked On VOLS. It'll come right up for you. Locked On Vols, 5 days a week, covering what's going on with Tennessee. And covering Tennessee's basketball team in Nashville this weekend is Grant Ramey from GoVols247.com on Twitter, @GrantRamey. Grant and I actually had this discussion Thursday afternoon, so we did not know the opponent, while we expected it to be Mississippi State. But this was after Tennessee's practice on Thursday afternoon, after Rick Barnes and players had met with the media. And the first thing I asked Grant was, with the rest that Tennessee has gotten over the last few days, what he thinks the main focus for Tennessee is heading into the SEC tournament, starting with the game against Mississippi State.
Just kind of getting back to itself. I don't think they're necessarily happy with how they handled things at Auburn a week ago. They shot 28 threes. That's way too many for this team. They need to be driving the ball from the guard spot. They need to be working through Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield, try to get as many inside touches as they can. They have to shoot more free throws. They're shooting more threes at this point than they are free throw attempts, and that's not a good equation. So obviously they don't know who they're going to be playing until later Thursday night, have about a 24-hour turnaround. But they got to focus on themselves and get those numbers fixed if they're going to have a long run right here.
Yeah, and Grant, wouldn't you say that coming out of most of the games, now Kentucky was really good against Tennessee, but in the losses, Tennessee was able to self-evaluate and say, well, if we'd done this, if we'd done that over there, that maybe we win the basketball game. So it seems like most losses, including Auburn this past weekend, have caused some things for Tennessee to point to that it needs to work on. If it cleans those up, it'll be a better basketball team.
Right, and those losses come in pretty hostile environments. I mean, Auburn on senior day was a really good environment. Not the biggest arena in the world, but it's a good crowd, and there's people in there, and Auburn has some momentum. And the same with LSU. That was another hostile environment. And in both those games, Tennessee was up 11 in the first half at Auburn. Looked like they were going to handle their business. And they're up 9 with 6 minutes left at LSU. So they've been in control just about any game they want, except for that game at Kentucky it was mid-February. And since then, they've been a better basketball team. But they have to have better stretches. They can't beat themselves. They just got to step up and handle what's in front of them in this tournament play, because right now you're in the survive and advance mode.
Do you think it helps Tennessee that all of these players essentially went through this a year ago, playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, trying to get to an SEC championship, that these guys have experienced this process? Does that matter, do you think?
Yeah, I think it matters. I think you need to know how to handle a late win on a Friday night and then turn around and play on a Saturday afternoon, which is pretty similar to what they did last year. You just have to know kind of the routine, what to expect, how to have that quick turnaround. And the difference, I guess, between this year and last year, if you win Friday night, you're probably going to turn around and play Kentucky Saturday afternoon. Obviously, they didn't beat Kentucky until Sunday in the title game last year in St. Louis. So it'll be interesting to see how Kentucky and Tennessee handle their business. I'm sure both parties would love nothing more than a third meeting, but you can't obviously look past what you got to do Friday night to get there.
Yeah, no doubt. Grant Ramey, GoVols247.com. And it seems that the winner of Tennessee and the Kentucky game, again, assuming it happens on Saturday, that would be the favorite to go on and win the tournament. And if that happens, a one seed could be up for grabs. How much is that a discussion there in Nashville this weekend?
It's a big deal. It's certainly a big deal for Tennessee, because Tennessee's never been in that situation before. Tennessee's obviously never been a one seed. They've only been a number two seed twice. And it feels like at this point, if they're a number two seed, it would almost be a consolation. So that's pretty good rarefied air kind of to be keeping right now. But I think it is a big deal for Tennessee. I think they want to show that what they did at home against Kentucky is what they can do to them again in the SEC tournament. I think they want that chance to play them on the neutral floor after the way the home-and-home went. I think that's the biggest thing with the possibility of the number one seed. You got to beat Kentucky to do it. If Tennessee team can beat Kentucky again, I think that goes a long ways for their confidence and what they're capable of next week in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that could mean a number of things. One, you're right, confidence would come to mind for me. Also, if Tennessee beats Kentucky, it's going to have to play well. Kentucky's a good team, so that's going to be a good sign of how Tennessee would have done this week, I'd say, responding to the Auburn loss.
Right. It's going to be, if it is Tennessee-Kentucky Saturday, I keep referring to it like it's going to happen, like it's a lock. I think everybody hopes it happens. Certainly, I hope it happens. Because, I mean, this tournament, the SEC tournament every year, it's invaded by Kentucky fans. I mean, people refer to it as the Big Blue Invitational. And now last year, obviously, it's in St. Louis, so it's a little bit different of a feel for that title game in terms of Tennessee fans trying to travel. Now it's in Nashville. And if those two teams meet on Saturday, it's going to be a charged environment. It's going to be a ton of fun. It's going to be really fun to see which team reacts better, plays better, and takes care of business. tune-up game for the tournament that matters next week.
Yeah, again, we are looking ahead, but considering they were two lopsided affairs in Lexington and Knoxville, I just expect those teams to play a couple of overtimes if they play on Saturday.
Yeah, it would be really interesting. I think last year, I went back and looked at the box score. Kentucky got out. I can't remember what the lead was. It was a pretty big lead since he ended up erasing it in the second half. Then Kentucky got it back to 9. Since he erased it again, Kentucky had some answers down the stretch. But, yeah, it would be so much fun if those two teams match up. And then, obviously, on the other side of the bracket, who knows what's going on with LSU, Will Wade, Devontae Smart, and all that situation. Everything going on surrounding that program, how do they handle their business? They got a tough matchup with Florida on Friday, a team that beat them in Baton Rouge and really should have beat them in Gainesville, but LSU escaped in overtime at that game. So it's going to be a really interesting weekend to see kind of how everything shakes out kind of on all sides of this bracket.
Yeah, you're right. Before you go, I'll probably ask you a similar question next week, Grant, ahead of the NCAA tournament, but this is a time where, considering Lamonte's shooting woes, I'd say on both sides of the ball, guard play for Tennessee is really going to matter, isn't it, on offense and defense this weekend?
I think it's definitely going to matter. I don't think these guards can keep settling for jump shots. Like we talked about with the too many threes at Auburn. If you go back and look at the free throw numbers for Admiral Schofield, for Lamonte Turner, for Jordan Fouts, those three guys, they don't drive enough, they don't draw enough fouls. They have to do that. They have to get to the free throw line. They have to try to get other teams in foul trouble because they just haven't shot it well enough like they did earlier in the season to be settling for those jump shots. So if they can drive and force the issue at the rim, I think they're going to be in a much better situation.
Follow Grant Ramey this weekend with his coverage at GoVols247.com covering the Tennessee basketball team. They're busy there with Tennessee football practice going on, movement with some VFLs in the NFL as well. Follow Grant on Twitter, at Grant Ramey. Grant, thanks for the time. As always, really appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh.
Grant Ramey of GoVols247.com. Coming up in the final segment of Locked on Vols, a few notes for you from Tennessee's Pro Day on Thursday, with several Vols hoping to either be drafted or at least get an opportunity, get a camp invite in the NFL. I'll get to that coming up in the next segment. And a local prospect, a four-star prospect in Knoxville, makes his college football decision. I'll tell you about that coming up here on Locked on Vols. You can connect with me anytime. I'm on Twitter, at Josh_Ward, as well as Facebook.com/Josh Ward. If you're on social media, you probably came across the video yesterday of Admiral Schofield. It was done through the Players Tribune. UT, I'm sure, helped with that. But a video about 6 minutes long of Admiral Schofield talking about his time at Tennessee growing up. You see little Admiral Schofield in the video as well. It's just incredibly well done. If you're a Tennessee fan, I think if you're a college basketball or just a sports fan, you'll enjoy watching it. So I tweeted that out, but find that on social media and connect with me anytime. Twitter.com/Josh_Ward and Facebook.com/Josh Ward. So Thursday was an important day for seniors from this past year's Tennessee football team. Corte Sapp as well. He declared early for the draft. Players hoping to get an opportunity in the NFL. I don't think there's one obvious candidate to be drafted. I'd say the most likely player would be Kyle Phillips, who had a good senior year at Tennessee. I think the defensive linemen are going to be the guys you watch first. Kyle Phillips, Shy Tuttle. Let's see, Alexis Johnson, I think, will have an opportunity at a camp. And then Corte Sapp, he did go pro early. I'd be surprised if he's drafted, but he's a good athlete. I'd say he'll get an invite. Micah Abernathy in the secondary. Jonathan Kongbo is also going to be an interesting player to watch. He is close to being back to full speed, he said, after tearing his ACL during his senior season, which is a real shame to see because I think he was playing his best football. You never want to see that kind of injury ever. But for him, the way things were progressing for Jonathan and then to go down with the injury in the middle of the year was just really disappointing to see. But his attitude on Thursday when he met with the media was great, and he remains very confident in how rehab has gone. Remember, Kongbo is an elite athlete, I think. So we'll see what kind of opportunity he gets. He talked about the CFL being a possibility. And remember, right now, you have leagues like the Alliance of American Football, which have started up, and then the XFL, which is scheduled to get going next year. There's a Pacific Coast Football League that is scheduled to start next year as well. So there are more opportunities that are available, not only to play football, but to showcase their ability for the NFL if that ends up being a possibility. So we'll see what happens. Another interesting note is that Keller Christ ran routes for NFL teams, I believe, near the end of the pro day on Thursday. So Keller Christ getting a look as a tight end prospect, of course, working out at quarterback, and that's his main objective. And Keller has some NFL connections. His dad is coaching the NFL. Paul Christ is his uncle who coaches at Wisconsin. So he knows people at the next level. There could be an opportunity for him, but interesting that teams would ask him to run some routes. He said that he had not done that since probably the seventh grade. So Keller getting a look at quarterback, and there could be a chance to do something else at the next level. This is not expected to be a big draft class for Tennessee. Next year's class will feature several more players who will be talked about as draft prospects, guys who will probably be invited to the combine. Tennessee did not have anybody invited this year. But just think about the news from earlier this week. Justin Coleman, who went undrafted a few years ago out of Tennessee, ended up getting the largest contract ever given to a nickel by the Detroit Lions. So just because you're not drafted doesn't mean you can't make it in the NFL. Tennessee has had several players. Arian Foster went undrafted for a time. He might have been the best running back in the NFL when he was at his peak with the Houston Texans. So Kyle Phillips, Shy Tuttle, Corte Sapp, Micah Abernathy, those are some players to watch with Tennessee headed into the NFL draft. And if it doesn't work out at the draft, there still will be an opportunity after that. One recruiting note before I go. Brian Tucker, an offensive lineman from Catholic High School in Knoxville, announced his college decision on the Five Star Preps podcast with Jesse Smithy on Thursday. Brian Tucker is a four-star offensive lineman with big-time offers. Tennessee offered and recruited Tucker. Auburn was in there for a while. Clemson was the choice. I mentioned on yesterday's show that Clemson had started to get some momentum, and that's the pick. So Brian Tucker from Catholic High School is the latest Knoxville area prospect to choose Clemson. We've seen T. Higgins and Amari Rogers from Catholic High School go there here in the last couple of years. Those guys both made an impact on Clemson's national championship team just a few months ago. So Brian Tucker's the latest Knoxville area prospect to go to Clemson. I think that has to be disappointing for Tennessee, but it's also still early. Tennessee will still have plenty of time to recruit the offensive line position as well as in-state. I do expect this to be a better year for Tennessee recruiting the state of Tennessee. But congratulations to Brian Tucker. Good to see a local prospect get a big-time opportunity like that. Tucker announcing his commitment to Clemson. A lot of the focus this weekend will be on basketball. What happens with Tennessee against Mississippi State tonight? Tennessee did blow out Mississippi State a week and a half ago. The Vols can't think about that, though, heading into tonight's game. Mississippi State blew out Texas A&M on Thursday night. So we'll see what happens with Tennessee this weekend. We'll find out on Sunday, Selection Sunday, where Tennessee will be playing, what Tennessee's seed is, the bracket. Everything will be released Sunday evening, and I'll be back to talk about it on Monday right here on Locked On Vols. It's also spring break coming up for Tennessee's football team, so I'll have some football talk on Monday as the Vols will practice on Friday, but Tennessee gets a break for the next week on the practice field. Thanks so much for hanging out here today on Locked On Vols. Remember to download, subscribe, rate, and review the show if you have time. Thanks to everybody who has done that. It's Locked On Vols. My name's Josh Ward. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you here on Monday.